Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today is Monday, December 8th, and of course, every Monday, our segment, That's the Movie, with Robert Alfonso Hidalgo, my dear brother, where he speaks about behind-the-scenes Hollywood and pretty much what's hot and what's not and what's going on, what movies and what stuff, what is Marvel up to next and all that sorts of stuff. So, what's up, bro? How you doing?
What's up? I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, what's going on? I kind of was missing out last week, so I know there's some things I have to catch up on. So, what do you have for us today?
Well, yeah, this past week is actually pretty big. A lot of casting news and director-type stuff. So, I guess starting off with the first bit is there's this book called Ready Player One. And essentially what this book is about, it was written, it came out back in 2010. It was about a kid who hated, you know, his life wasn't really the best life he had. And it takes place in the year 2044. And there's this virtual reality game in which he just, like, he goes and plays the virtual world to, you know, to get away from his real life. And the whole game, what it is, it's like a virtual world where they have puzzles that are based on pop culture of, like, you know, of decades ago. And, you know, whoever unlocks them will accumulate great wealth and fortune. And that's if they aren't killed while playing the game. So you can die in the virtual world and die in the real world. So this movie, it sounds like a really cool idea, and it definitely has to do a lot with the type of games that people are playing now, and this could be seen in the future. There could be games like this in the future. Mm-hmm. And anyways, the directors for these movies have been announced. Like, these are the ones that they're shortlist of directors they want, starting with Christopher Nolan, Peter Jackson, Edgar Wright, Matthew Vaughn, and apparently Warner Brothers, the studio behind this. Their dream pick is Robert Zemeckis from Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
And they're aiming pretty high here with these directors because, you know, you have Peter Jackson, Edgar Wright, and Matthew Vaughn, Christopher Nolan. Like, these are all A-list directors. Matthew Vaughn is one of those directors that really know how to adapt anything. He's a guy who did Kick-Ass and Kingsman, The Secret Service, and X-Men, The First Class. He's, so far, I've barely seen a movie from him that's terrible. So my pick would be him, but I think Robert Zemeckis is also a great idea, too.
And yeah. This is for what movie?
It's a book called Ready Player One. So it's like a sci-fi.
Oh, okay.
That's what I explained earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so
it's like a dystopian future type thing, you know?
Yeah. You know, not everybody, I guess that, like you said, it has to be someone that's, like, really known for, like, adapting, you know, and I think doing it well, not just adapting.
I mean, I like the idea of, like, you know, I like the idea of, like, Christopher Nolan, but I feel like he's too serious for what this book is. I mean,
yeah.
I haven't yet read the book, but I know what it's about, and I've read a bit on it, and it's definitely not a serious, you know, a book that takes itself too seriously. So this doesn't need to be a movie like, you know, Inception or Interstellar. You know, it can't be a
mm-hmm.
sci-fi movie like that.
Yeah.
So yeah. So now some really hilarious news. Apparently, who is it? I think it's who owns Transformers? Oh, Paramount. Okay, so Paramount Pictures apparently they submitted Transformers: Age of Extinction for all categories in the Oscars. That includes Best Picture, Best Director, Best Adapted Screenplay, Best Visual Effects, and so on.
I think somebody made a mistake there.
Hilarious to me. Like, it's funny.
Happened.
I don't know why they're doing that. I mean, it's not.
The title
this movie was
the worst
one out of all of them. It was so bad. I mean,
there's
a million ways
weird.
To die in the West. Like, A Million Ways to Die in the West, they also submitted themselves, but they only did for Best Original Score and Best Original Song, which makes sense because that was, like, the best thing of that movie.
And
but
yeah.
Transformers, mm-hmm. really? and like every category. Ugh.
Yeah, I think somebody like submitted the title and kind of like it got lost in the envelopes and stuff and all that. And
yeah, I think they're aiming too high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's
a lot of
other movies are worse that than.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like saying that summer blockbusters aren't going to make it, but it's like, you know, it's like Planet of the Apes and X-Men Days of Future Past also, you know, were sent in their you know, for consideration. But the thing is, those two movies are actually really good and were well-received by critics. And
yeah.
I don't expect them to win, you know, like Best Picture. But I expect them to win something along the lines of Best Special Effects. Definitely Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is going to take it this year. That or Godzilla. Maybe even Interstellar. I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God. Godzilla was, excuse my language, was epic.
Yeah, it was. Dawn of the
Planet
of the Apes, by far, it tasted it, though.
Godzilla was insane.
Like, I've never felt, you never feel, I felt more for the apes that barely even spoke complete sentences than I did for the humans in that movie.
Yeah. I haven't seen the Planet of the Apes one yet, so I don't know. I remember
I saw the last one with
Franco and Tom, whatever, the Harry Potter kid, Felton, and it was all right, you know? It was a good movie.
Yeah, it was better than everyone expected, but then the sequel was even better than that movie.
Okay, so I guess I have to see the sequel. But I think,
like you said,
that X-Men Days of Future Past stands a better chance that a freaking Transformers extension.
Oh yeah,
even
definitely.
With the special effects, like it used, there was a lot of stuff going on in this.
There was some pretty cool
awesome
special effects, but I'm saying it was kind of generic. It's like what you usually expect from superhero movies. It's not like when you look at Godzilla or again Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, or even just looking at the trailer from Interstellar, you know that the special effects in that movie are insane.
I can't wait to see Interstellar. I wanted to see you in opening.
Yeah,
I really need to see it. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. That kind of just, I feel that even sounds like a joke. You were saying it to me, and I was like, what? Like, who would do that? Anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, but to each filmmaker, their luck, whatever.
Yeah. So moving on to more blockbuster movies, Star Trek III. Roberto Orci, who was originally, you know, going to direct a movie and write it, has now dropped out from the role, you know, of directing. He will no longer be directing this movie. And apparently one person being considered in the short list of directors is Edgar Wright. talking about Edgar Wright again. Ever since Ant-Man, everybody wants him now. So, yeah, and there is a possible reason. It's sort of like a rumor, but it was reported from this website. Badass Digest. And apparently, let me quote, he says, "My sources tell me that the script Orci was working on saw the Enterprise, the Vulcans, and a new alien race competing to get a time travel device. The Vulcans want to go back and stop the destruction of their planet, and the time travel shtick is what would allow Chris Pine and William Shatner to share the screen." So what they had in mind was a sort of like, you know, mix of the original Star Trek movie and what we have now with this new crew and these new actors. So they wanted to get William Shatner back playing Kirk. Again, I guess an older version of Kirk or something. And it's like this whole thing going on. So, and apparently Paramount shut down the production of that, you know, last month, so they're not doing any of that. So I'm assuming that's why he left, because that's just the rumor right now. From these guys, their sources saying this. Which is crazy if that's true. But it's not too crazy, because that happened, what, earlier this year with Edgar Wright. Edgar Wright's like, well, they don't want to do the movie I want to do, so too bad. Bye. So, yeah, there we got that. Anyways, now moving on to horror movies. So, in case you didn't know, Stephen King's It is being remade again. Well, not again, but being remade into another movie. And it's going to apparently begin filming 2015 in the summer. And you know what it's about, Sasha. You know, this terrifying clown murdering child thingy that murders children.
Yeah, I don't have a good experience with those kind of
Yeah. Their director they have attached is Cary Fukunaga. I think he's Japanese, but he directed he directed the first season of True Detective, an amazing what?
His name is Cary.
No, the guy's name is Cary Fukunaga.
Yeah, I'm saying Cary. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so he's directing a movie. At least they're apparently doing two parts, but he's directing the first part. And he's the guy who directed the first season of True Detective, which was a fantastic show. So, yeah, and it had some really creepy elements in that show, and you could definitely pull it off in this movie. So, yeah, that's pretty exciting. I guess I'll check it out. I really don't like horror, but I did see the original. I guess I'll see this one, too.
Yeah, I'm not very hyped at all, but okay.
So, next one is about Chris Pratt is being looked at to be in this Magnificent Seven remake along with Denzel Washington. Magnificent Seven is a Western from the 1960s, and that'd be pretty awesome. And it was a reimagining of a Japanese movie called Seven Samurai. They came out like 6 years before, in 1954. So now we're getting a remake for the American version of a remake of a Japanese movie. And Chris Pratt is being looked at. And, of course, I'd be down for that. Anytime Chris Pratt is a part of any movie, at least nowadays, that's going to be awesome. Just immediately. And I'm kind of happy that this guy is being, you know, noticed by more studios and more people want him. I guess he really needed that Guardians role to just get him out there.
Yeah, sometimes obviously we know this. Sometimes you just need something that's really good. Gets people's attention.
Yeah, I mean, but he's a really good actor. To me, I really like him.
Like, let's say, this happened to me, like, with a lot of, like, Hollywood actors that I see a very good movie from them. And then all of a sudden I start seeing, for some reason, somehow I see these older movies and they happen to just be there. They start popping out. Like, it makes more sense to you, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just, I guess, it's bound to happen. So that's good for him.
Yeah. So now moving on to the big news of the past week. There was, like, a bunch of casting news just being made. So the next James Bond movie, they had this whole, like, this live stream going on. I think it was a Thursday to like at 3 a.m. because it was going to be, they did the stream from England and it was in the Pine Studios, I think it is. Like it's the studios that everyone shoots at when they're over there in England or at least in London. And they announced everything. They announced the title of the movie, which is called Spectre, and the official cast and a poster for it, and a synopsis revealed. So there hasn't been really anything confirmed, you know, like Christoph Waltz and Batista, but apparently this is the whole cast, by just everyone's names. Okay, so Naomi Harris, who was in Skyfall, and Ralph Fiennes, the guy who was also in Skyfall, he's playing M, Ben Whishaw, and Rory Kinnear, and as well as, Daniel Craig. Those are all back in the movie. And the new additions for this movie is David Bautista, you know, from Guardians of the Galaxy. He's playing the henchman, like we said, his name is Mr. Hinks. And Leigh Sidhu, who's this French actress who's fantastic. And she was in Blue is the Warmest Color, and she's in this movie as well. Madeline Swan, also a very talented actress too, but I forget what she was even at. Oh, wait, no, I screwed up. Anyways, Monica Bellucci is the Bond girl in this movie. And Sasha, do you know who Monica Bellucci is?
I don't know. You'd have to
ideal Bond girl. She's like 50 right now, but she still looks good. She still looks good. But she's been the Bond girl that literally is a Bond girl when you look at her. It's like when you look at Christoph Waltz and he's playing a bad guy in the movie, you're like, oh, that's obvious. Monica Bellucci is one of those actresses. You're like, oh, she should have been in this movie like years ago. It was surprising.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that now we're finally seeing her. And then one of my favorites is Andrew Scott, who's going to be in this movie, I'm assuming playing some sort of villain of some kind. And Andrew Scott was the guy who played Moriarty in Sherlock.
Okay.
So yeah, that's everyone. We have Lea Seydoux, Christoph Waltz as well. Obviously, he's playing a guy called Oberheim or something like that. But I guess I should explain more what Spectre is. Spectre is a call out to the old Bond movies. And they had who's this guy? Blofeld. He was the one guy that Dr. Evil is based on. He was the Bond villain that Dr. Evil is based on. You know, with the scar and the bald and the bald head and the cat and everything. Yeah, Blofeld is that type of is that bad guy. So apparently, you know, Spectre is here, and Christoph Waltz is being the number one bad guy. But everyone's saying because that's not the actual character's name. Apparently, that's not going to be true. But a lot of people are saying that it might be like, you know, how Star Trek Into Darkness, J.J. Abrams gave Benedict Cumberbatch a different character name, but in the end he wound up playing Khan, like everyone knew he would, but for some reason wanted to keep it a secret because that's, I don't know, a big deal. But yeah, that's it. So that's the cast, and they have a poster and everything. It's all pretty cool. Oh, and they also revealed their the car, the Aston Martin they made specifically for this movie, which looks really nice.
I know you kind of mentioned like Sherlock, just to like remind me of the, you know, actor or whatever. But actually, you know, finally started watching that the BBC Sherlock on Netflix, the one with Benedict Cumberbatch. You love so much, and he's awesome. I actually think that he's like the adaptation that he's done of Sherlock for the series. It's like it's so much more. I love it honestly more than the Robert Downey Jr. like on movies, you know, than that. It he brings something different to the to like the character of Sherlock. And I'm not really familiar that and didn't really watch Sherlock or anything like that. Any previous movies or shows or anything like that from like the 70s or whatever, how old they are. I'm not very familiar with that. But I'm talking, you know, the modern Sherlock. If I were to pick, I'd stick with him over Robert Downey. Robert Downey Jr. does a great job in the movies, whatever, but I think that this guy, he really brings out that really wise, incredible kind of mind that Sherlock is about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's really good. And for those that haven't seen it, on, you know, from BBC, if you have Netflix, they're all there. I think there's 3 seasons, but like you told me, and it's really good. Really good. Anyhow.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So now, more big news is about Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad this movie has been, you know, rumored. I mean, the cast has been like in the news for a while. Like, who's gonna play? Who's gonna play? And now we have the official cast for everyone. So of course, Jared Leto is playing the Joker, like everyone knew, and Margot Robbie is playing Harley Quinn, and Will Smith is in this movie as well, playing the assassin Deadshot, which is a really badass, you know, character. And next we have Jai Courtney playing Captain Boomerang, which kind of sucks. Jai Courtney is a terrible, terrible, no offense to him, but he's just been in very terrible things and nobody really likes him. And then we have Cara Delevingne, who's an ummodel, who's playing Enchantress. And Tom Hardy, who's the leader of the squad, playing Rick Flag.
Okay.
So we have, this is probably one of the best casts in like history. Like it's up there with like the Avengers right now. The amount of like these actors are all amazing, except Jai Courtney. And well, the newcomer, you know, Cara Delevingne, the one we don't even know about. Nobody knows anything. But we have Jared Leto, I mean Margot Robbie, Will Smith, and Tom Hardy. They're all in a movie together. That's insane to me. That makes me sold on a movie. I had doubts before because I don't really like David Ayer too much because of Fury. But I think this is something really to look forward now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of excited about that, you know. But one sort of thing I've been hearing, you know, Will Smith playing Deadshot, that it would have been better if it would have been Tom Hardy playing Deadshot. And I tend to agree. But I guess the problem with that is that he's going to play Rick Flag, who's usually the leader of the Suicide Squad and most likely will be in this movie as well. It completely makes sense to have Tom Hardy as a leader.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Tom Hardy is brilliant. So
yeah.
Whatever, anything that guy does, I'm up for it. I'm up to watch it.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
Like, I really didn't care about this movie now, but after finding out about this and who's the cast, this gets me excited. Can't wait to see, you know, what's everything going on. Oh, and the funniest thing here, Amanda Waller, who's a character in, who's pretty much in control of the Suicide Squad, she's kind of like the villain, because what the Suicide Squad consists of is that all these guys are actually villains. Everyone, the Joker, all these people, obviously, they're all villains. But
mm-hmm.
the government planted an explosive in the back of their head. So they have to follow the command of whatever person is telling them to do certain missions. And usually the missions are like, they're like suicide missions. The only people who can do it are the Suicide Squad. So yeah, and
okay.
And apparently, you know, the person being looked at for Amanda Waller, and I'm not kidding here, is Oprah Winfrey.
No, yeah.
Which is not bad, actually, not a bad thing, because Oprah Winfrey is not a terrible actress, but
mm-hmm.
I just never expected her to be in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at all. Not one bit. So
it's
kind of blowing
really
my mind.
I don't really expect Oprah to, like, pop in any movies. Like, if I ever see her on screen, I'll be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, what's she doing here?
Yeah, like, what are you doing here? Well, of course, you're Oprah,
yeah.
So you would, so whatever. but, yeah. I mean, that'd be interesting. I know that's, what was it, like, a year ago? I think we seen it when we were volunteering at the L.A. Film Fest. There was, like, a poster of a movie coming soon, or it had already came out, an Oprah movie or something like that.
Oh, I think you're talking about The Butler?
Forrest Whitaker and stuff.
Yeah, I think it was,
you know,
The Butler. She was,
yeah,
in that movie.
That movie. I want to see that movie. I was very, the fact that she was in it and stuff, and other people. Forrest Whitaker is also very, very good. So I have yet to see that movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen it either, but apparently she was decent in the movie, pretty good, and should have had an
mm-hmm.
Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actress at least. But yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to this movie, and I don't have a problem with Oprah Winfrey playing the villain. I mean, I think she could do a great job. She has that look where she could play a good villain. One of those villains that don't have to be active, that just can stare you down and you'll
yeah.
like, give up.
Just,
so
yeah. Like,
so now moving on
expression.
To
mm-hmm.
to superhero news. So Ant-Man has just finished production. Like, officially it's been wrapped, so we're probably going to be getting a trailer either soon, like a month or two, or they might wait, which is kind of stupid if they do, up until Age of Ultron. I'm assuming what they'll do is when Age of Ultron comes out, they'll have a second trailer that they're going to play before Age of Ultron. But yeah, and what I want to talk about today is Evangeline Lilly, who's playing Hope Van Dyne in the movie. She's playing Wasp. She had an interview, and she talked about, you know, she'd had an interview with BuzzFeed, and she talked about how Edgar Wright left. And she was talking about how Edgar Wright has a certain type of movie, it's a certain type of feeling to his movies. And they're really good. And she said that he had a really great vision for this movie, and it would have been a classic, you know, comic book movie. But the problem with the movie is that it wouldn't fit into the Marvel Universe. And
mm-hmm.
now that makes perfect sense why that Marvel, like, they said, oh, okay, no, bye, Edgar, we're not going to do this movie. It makes sense, because no matter how good, I'm sure the idea he had for it was great. The problem is that it wouldn't really, I guess, fit, you know, with the whole Marvel universe, and that makes perfect sense. To me, that makes perfect sense why they didn't, you know, have him in this movie.
Okay.
And she said that she almost left afterwards. She almost left, and after he left the movie, but apparently, what the director and the new writer has, you know, with the movie is good. So, yeah, I guess that sort of brings, you know, a bit more, because this movie is already, people are a little struggling whether or not this movie is actually going to be good. So, yeah, it's pretty, pretty cool. and it's kind of happy things are finally explained. So, yeah, now moving on to casting news that's just obvious that we already knew this. Benedict Cumberbatch is playing Doctor Strange. It's officially been revealed by Marvel, and we're like, yeah, sure, we know that. Everyone knows that. So there's nothing really, nothing else to talk about there. We have him looking. We're looking forward to him in, you know, more and more you know, movies, and especially a Marvel movie, which is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then the next bit of news is also very obvious things that everyone knew was already going to happen, is Ryan Reynolds is playing Deadpool. We all know this. We knew this.
Yes.
Like Fox
yes.
says it. Like it, I guess you just need to really do it official. It needs to be official confirmation every single time. So yeah. And now
uh-huh.
the final bit of news is about the Fantastic Four reboot. So the synopsis has officially been, you know, revealed for the Fantastic Four. And
mm-hmm.
it follows, quote, "The Fantastic Four, a contemporary reimagining of Marvel's original and longest-running superhero team. It centers on four young outsiders who teleport to an alternate and dangerous universe, which alters their physical form in shocking ways. Their lives irrevocably upended. The team must learn to harness their daunting new abilities and work together to save Earth from a former friend-turned-enemy." And this is exactly what the ultimate version of Fantastic Four, that's their origin story. That's exactly what happened. Victor Von Doom, Victor Von Doom, teleported his friends accidentally, you know, to the negative zone, or the end zone. And that's where they got their powers, and then they came back, and then this whole, you know, and this whole thing, and they came back mutated with superpowers and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then they wind up, you know, fighting Doctor Doom. So that's, you know, that's a pretty straightforward synopsis. We don't know. There's nothing else more specific about this. It's very vague, and everyone knows exactly what they're what it's going to be about. So yeah, there we go. It's a normal, you know. Synopsis for this movie. Hopefully it's good. I mean, I never want any of these movies to be bad, even if it's a studio that I really don't want Fox owning this anymore, that I want it to go back to Marvel no matter what. It doesn't matter to me, but I still want the movies to be good. And yeah, hopefully it'll be good. Even if they really change the stupid look of Victor Von Doom's origin story. Oh my god, it's so dumb sounding. He's a hacker now? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyways, that's about it. We're done here. Oh, well, I guess one more thing I want to talk about, this will probably get you excited, Sasha, is
mm-hmm.
that J.K. Rowling is debuting 12 more Harry Potter stories for Christmas, and it's
yes.
going to be on her Pottermore website thing.
I saw that on Facebook, but I didn't really read into it because I was just scrolling down. So what, she's just releasing, like, short stories, or what?
Yeah, just I guess, I'm assuming short stories, but some sort of stories. That's what it's going to be, and it's going to, you know, be on there, so that's cool.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be hard for her to ever, like, move on from that.
Yeah, I guess so, but I mean, that's what all authors want. They want to be known, like, hey, I wrote this really awesome book, and everyone loved it, and I was really happy about this book I wrote, and also everyone else was. So that's cool. That makes me feel good. So that's not, you know, it's not a bad thing.
It's
Even
not.
Even if you're
I
just
mean,
known
I
for
would...
that, it's just
yeah.
be happy that somebody, you know, cares so much about your books. Like, the amount of people that love these books are insane. Like, they love them. They love the movies. They love everything. They buy things. It's just... people love it, and that's like the best thing that anybody who creates anything can achieve, you know? Not winning a bunch of Oscars, it's just having a humongous fan base, people who support you and love everything you do.
Yeah, I mean, I would never get over Harry Potter. I think it's totally brilliant. I think her as an author, the only thing is, like, I'm talking about, like, the actors, like, Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, yeah, the actors are screwed.
Rupert
Everyone Grant, remembers
like,
that.
Yeah, they are forever in their life going to be known as
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
I know that
they,
some of them
they,
are probably tired
done.
Of it. Yeah,
yeah.
I know that some of them are probably like, oh my God, I want to get out of this, like, image, but it's going to be impossible.
Yeah, like, the
like,
only one that I see who's actually doing something to try and step away from Harry Potter, and not because he doesn't like it, but because he just enjoys, you know, acting and wants to better go out there, is Daniel Radcliffe. You know, he's coming out, he's been coming out with movies left and right, and they're not half bad movies. They're pretty good movies. I think his latest movie was Horns, and that was actually a really good movie.
I want to see that. I want to, you know, and Rupert Grint kind of, I saw like a movie with him, a couple years back, but it wasn't all that. And I haven't really seen him really trying to break into the American cinema. One person that did try was like Tom Felton, like you said. He was doing all right for a minute. I thought that I was going to see him more. And then Emma Watson.
Everyone is pretty much not doing anything. Like, Emma Watson is the thing about Emma Watson is that nobody thinks about Hermione Granger. Everyone thinks about Emma Watson. They remember her name, Emma Watson.
People don't remember the name
Daniel Radcliffe. They remember Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that Harry Potter kid. That's the difference. Everyone's like, oh, Emma Watson. Yeah, let's get Emma Watson in our movie. Emma Watson. Like, they remember that name. They don't remember Hermione Granger. That's the difference between them. Like, if she wanted to, she can easily be starring in 20 movies a year if she wanted. That's excessive, but you get the picture. She can be starring in, like, 3 movies a year if she wanted to. It feels like at this point she's just focusing on other stuff because they have enough money for the rest of their life. And if she spoke at the UN meeting, I think, over there in New York, like the whole speech she gave. So, you know, it looks like she's doing more than just wanting to be an actress. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah,
so,
of course.
Yeah.
I think she's using her influence and stuff like that in other ways.
Exactly.
And,
to do some good.
And I think it kind of...
She's
like
a smart girl. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say that. Like, the kind of role and spirit that she gave into her character, I think it was a part of it was a lot like her. And that's why she was so well in it. And it's sometimes when I saw her giving that speech, I was like, there's a little bit of Hermione in there. Like, it's, you know.
Yeah, she would always say it in her interviews that what Hermione would do is exactly how she was in school.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So
right,
I look
so
forward to hearing more of J.K. Rowling and all that stuff. And anyways, I don't have to go. So, tell people where to find you and things like that, and
Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, at the real Robert AH, and on Instagram, Robert Alfonso Hidalgo, and I have some reviews. I think I should be coming up some movies. I think I'll be seeing this week. I'm not too sure yet, but we'll be having some reviews coming up. And do we have another review? I think we have everything up, right? Do we?
Horrible Bosses will be up today.
Horrible
that's
Bosses
pretty much
too.
Your
that's
newest
the
one.
One.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
pretty
that's
much.
My newest one. Yeah, and
everything
that's,
else is already
that's up.
Up
and then, go on our Facebook pages. You know, that's a movie and the Sasha Marino Show. Download our app at Google Play and BlackBerry World. Easy ways to stay up to date with our stuff. And yeah.
Definitely. So, and another thing, I'm still giving away, today's the last day for free tickets to enter our giveaway in our website for Cirque du Soleil Amaluna, which is premiering here in Miami, December 11th, this Thursday. The tickets are obviously for people in Miami, or in South Florida. So if you've never attended a show and things like that sort of show, which I haven't, which I'm totally excited to go see, enter our giveaway. It ends tonight. And if you want more info on that, like Robert said, you could always go to our Facebook page, The Sasha Marino Show, and give it a like. So thank you so much. Thank you, brother. Talk to you next week, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.